When I became a doula in 2008, I was a soon-to-be college grad looking for my next move. I was hoping that doula work would drive me towards achieving my then goal of becoming a labor and delivery nurse and eventually a midwife. This goal was one that I set for myself after taking a college course in women's studies where we learned about the ways that the United States as a whole looks at pregnancy and birth as a medical condition rather than a spiritual experience. My instructor was a woman who had just given birth, and her passion for the subject spoke to me deeply, and I knew that I wanted to be a part of changing the way that people experience pregnancy and birth. Never in a million years would I have thought that becoming a doula would take me on the path that it did, one that ended up becoming and continues to be an amazing and ongoing learning experience. I'll back up to talk about what exactly a doula is and what their role is in maternal health care. Doulas are professionals who are trained to support families emotionally, physically with comfort measures, and with resources and information so that they can feel supported and informed on their journey. They help expectant and new parents feel more confident throughout the process. Unfortunately, in today's society, support for parents is far from what it used to be and very far from where it needs to be. Doulas are not medical professionals, but offer a vital support to parents as they navigate their very own paths to raising the next generation. We see that parents today are often going through the sacred journey of parenthood, feeling alone, scared, and with lots of increased anxiety. Support from a medical team isn't enough. And doulas can help by filling a heaping gap in our society today. Anxieties surrounding the perinatal period are not a new problem, but the COVID-19 pandemic has caused a significant increase in cases of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders, including perinatal depression and postpartum depression and anxiety. The stresses of being pregnant during a pandemic combined with job loss and the uncertainty around the seemingly ever-changing hospital policies and restrictions, amongst other worries, makes social and emotional support for parents that much more necessary. We know how important medical care is, but we also need to bring back the focus to community support. Surely in 2021, we should expect parents to have both access to the best medical care and technology and the best community care. Doulas engage with parents at various points along their journey. As both a birth and postpartum doula, I work with clients at different times. Sometimes I have the opportunity to connect with parents early on in their pregnancy, and other times it's 6 weeks before their estimated due date. Regardless of when I meet them, my hope is to provide support through prenatal planning meetings, ongoing phone and text support, as well as in-person, hands-on support and my presence at their labor and birth. If I'm working with a postpartum client, I typically start with them a couple days after or sometimes even a week after the birth and help them in their homes as they adjust to life with a new baby. Birth doulas are trained to provide information and education to parents so that they can make informed decisions at any time. We know that it's nearly impossible to plan for every scenario, which is why having a doula present for labor and birth is also so valuable. My goal is to make sure parents feel that they were part of their own story and that they were made aware of their choices for birth and for their baby, no matter what comes up. Birth doulas provide continuous support, and their presence helps to reduce stress, increase birth satisfaction, and even to reduce cesarean rates. Postpartum doulas can support families with things like infant care and baby feeding, light household work, emotional support, meal preparation, and most importantly, sleep, or at least rest for some overtired parents. Doulas can most often be found working as independently hired professionals, but we've started to see some hospital-based doula programs pop up around the country. Slowly but surely, doulas are being recognized as a key component to maternal and parental health care. I have a strong belief that doulas should be available to anyone who wishes to engage with one, and others who also feel this way have worked so hard to create programs to make doulas and doula services accessible to many more than just those who can afford to hire one out of pocket. Our motto is a doula for everyone who wants one. We also know that doulas can make a major impact in reducing the maternal mortality rate, especially for brown and black birthing women who too often experience racial discrimination in healthcare. We also know that parents are beginning their parenting journey a bit later than they have in the past. One may have thought that this would lead to an increased sense of financial security and that this would help parents to feel more prepared to welcome a child. But sometimes we see that this actually makes it harder for parents to adjust to this new life with a baby. The good news is that more people are starting to use doulas for their births and pregnancies than in the past, and even for the postpartum adjustment period. When I first became a doula in 2008, most of my clients were looking for a certain type of birth, but now I see a major change in that. So many people come to me looking for support and education, and not just a medication-free birth. Helping parents, both expectant and new, manage their expectations while providing tools, resources, and support in a non-judgmental, evidence-based way is my goal as a doula. We need to support people in an individualized way. I hope that more people reach out for doula support, knowing that they deserve to feel confident and heard throughout their entire parenting journey.